All right. Next one is going to be a patient by the name of Susan, S-U-S-A-N, last name is S-C-A-L-E-R-C-I-O, 2226, the date that goes on it. Susan is being recertified for hospice care today at home, period. Okay, Susan is a 70-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with history of COPD, weight loss, LMAC gives 13.7, O2 dependency at 2 liter with O2 sat 95 to 96%, requires NEP treatment on a regular basis to keep her comfortable, chronic pain, anxiety, confusion, PPS score of 40%, lives with her husband of long time, confusion, Richard, of long time, Richard, patient with, lives with her husband, Richard, of husband of many years. Patient is now sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day. She's ADL dependent. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient is short of breath at rest, which puts her at a New York Heart Association class 4, period. Requires both pain and anxiety medication, along with medication for nausea and vomiting to keep her comfortable. Patient has had significant decline. Her husband feels like he cannot carry more than a one or two sentence conversation with her. Even though she's on 2 liters of oxygen, she's short of breath at all times. Patient also has 2 lung masses, which consistent with malignancy, but has decided not to proceed treatment and or biopsy for. Patient and family would like the patient to be kept comfortable. She eats very little. They know that death is very near, most likely less than 6 months, which makes her hospice appropriate, requires morphine and promethazine around the clock to keep her comfortable. Patient continues to be hospice appropriate. Given natural progression of her disease, she definitely has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate at home. Patient's weight loss, by the way, seems irreversible as it's related to patient COPD. Patient also has a mild 1+ pill edema and tachycardia consistent with end-stage COPD and with right-sided heart failure and pulmonary, core pulmonary and pulmonary hypertension, increases her shortness of breath, which contributes to her severe shortness of breath. Okay, thank you.